Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Over the years, I've known many folks in law enforcement, including police chiefs, sheriffs, including Gene Cox, Dave Renner, Merle Harfum, Andrew Mills, lots of patrol officers and deputies and many firemen, and I support them as much as I can. I have had occasions to talk with officers at most levels, having to call in for break-ins, smashed windows, security alarm checks, and so on. As I said in my last comment, I was a little, or a lot, annoyed when they had to close down the Myrtle Avenue fire station after saying the tax increase would avoid that move. I was taking care of some friend's place last week while they were out of town, watering as needed and making it look like someone was home, when I lost my balance and fell right into a rose bush. I can tell you, that bed of roses ain't what it's cracked up to be. Then someone told me it's the petals, not the bushes, you dummy. Well, I knew my wife wouldn't be able to get me up, so we called the fire department, and they, along with an ambulance, were there in 5 minutes. I was mostly okay, but peeled some hide off the back on my arms, so an ambulance crew took me to the ER. They were all very efficient and caring and did everything to make sure I was okay. The personnel at the ER was just as efficient and caring. They cleaned the bark and old leaves out of the wound and wrapped it up, didn't need any anesthetic. That same morning, there was a big dope fire in King Salmon or Fields Landing, yet they were right there to take care of me. So, to the firemen, EMTs, and the St. Joe's people, thanks a bunch. I wonder why the trial for that bank robber went on for so long. Sounded to me that he was guilty. I don't know why it should take so long. I had a customer who was a defense attorney, or public defender, that is. I asked her why she did it, and she said it was to make sure they got a fair trial. I see where the city dropped the idea of a homeless encampment that was more tightly controlled by law enforcement and fire services. Not in my backyard, or NIMBY, was the main reason given, and I can certainly understand that one. I have to say goodbye to another good friend. Bob Peters, or Pete as he was called, was a good guy. I first met him when he worked for Herb Neely as a mechanic, and we water skied together. He was one of the ones laughing at me when I was trying to get the boat I had just bought off the trailer at Freshwater Lagoon one February, and he gave me a spray job at Trinity Lake as I worked on a loose part on a boat in the middle of the lake. His real passion was wrecking yards, and he was very good at everything he tried to do. So long, Pete, it was good to know you, and condolences to Pat and Connie and Alan, who I worked with at Safeway for several years. Alan is retired now, but he was one of the best I've seen at what he did, keeping prices current and correct in the system. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.